It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Motivational Monday. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. It is February the 12th. And as always on Mondays, I play one artist, one band, one group. And today, it's going to be Olivia Newton-John Day. Yeah. So, lost her last year? Year before, maybe? And so, we're going to play some Olivia today. Our phone number, if you want to call in, it is, when you have your own tower, you get your own area code. Don't ask me why. It's area code 234-343-1065. And the phones do work, so if you want to call in and ask a question, I say that, and I bring it up, and it's not there. maybe it works. Oh, there we go. Yeah, see? It works. Yeah, there you go. It's sticking. So, if you want to call in, give us a call. Write the number down. You may want to call later. 234. And you can call in any time. And we'll put you on the air and you can ask your question. And I'm getting a text message from one of my customers. So before I bring on Mike from Desert Light Christian Academy, let me tell you a couple things going on. Today, first of all, there's a lunch and learn at the Kingman Chamber offices, in case you want to go. And it's all about their Embark Truck Driving School. How cool is that? So it starts at 11:30. So it's going on right now. So if you want to go, go check it out. And then tonight, there's a BATS Bus's Bullhead Area Transit System presentation about their new transit facility at the Bullhead Chamber of Commerce. So if you want to just go and see what their facility is going to look like, you can do that. 5 o'clock till 6. Any questions, call Mike, the Bullhead City Manager for BATS at 928-763-9400. And then tonight, Mojave Electric Cooperative is having their town hall about renewable energy for rural Arizona. Los Lagos Golf Course at 7:30 tonight. Any questions, call MEC at 928-763-1100. Now, let's welcome Olivia Newton-John and Mike Kern. Do you consider yourself the principal or the administrator?
Yeah, I go by director.
Director.
The school director.
School director of Desert Christian Academy, which is fairly new.
Desert Light Christian Academy,
Desert Light.
We opened our doors in August this last year, so this is our first school year. We're currently in the third quarter.
Okay.
And so we got started this last summer. Really started last winter in the prepping and the laying the groundwork. We're a ministry of Calvary Chapel Desert Light. It's not just for our kids, it's for kids of families of faith throughout our community. We've got kids from a number of churches in the area that are coming to our school. But we had a large group of people in our body that were in the education community. I worked at a local charter school for 17 years. We've just got decades and decades of experience in education. We've got special ed, elementary, elementary, high school, middle school. So we've been praying about a school for years.
Right.
But private schools in this area have always been a challenge. Just the economy that we live in locally, people can't really afford tuition for a private school.
True.
And they just haven't flourished.
Right.
But with
The last one we had was the Montessori,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yep. Montessori has been around for a long time. Did well, but it was the only show in town, and even then a lot of people just couldn't afford it, so it was never going to grow.
I sit back and look at our assistant fire chief, Justin Flummer. He went to Montessori.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great education. Yeah.
So they did well.
Yeah, for
both
sure.
Him and his brother did really well. So this is a pay for school.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not necessarily like a charter school.
No, it is different.
School.
It is a private school, and it is tuition based. However, with ESA and the way that Arizona has moved forward with ESA into universal vouchers, we're one of, you know, we were originally one of two states last year that went universal. Now we're looking at something like 14 states and growing. It's spreading across the country. But with that, last year, we really recognized that as kind of our opportunity. Actually, the year before, I should say, because we're in 2024 now. So 2022, they took that universal. And so we began to talk about it, pray about it, meet, plan. And, you know, we waited for the legal challenges. There was a ballot initiative to try to overturn, and that got shot down.
Yeah.
And so once that was cemented into place, we realized that was probably the time to get moving forward.
And as I watch the news, I'm thinking that program was way underfunded when they kicked it off.
Sure.
And it's gone through the ceiling.
Sure. Yep.
Because I think parents do have a choice. And if it really, I don't care if it's a charter school or a private school or homeschool, you shouldn't pay the tax and have it go to a local school district if the student's going to not go to the local school district.
Right. And that's the premise of ESA, is that your tax education dollars follow your students. So however you choose to educate.
Right.
There are parents that are homeschooling.
Right.
That are now able to fund that education. They're paying for an Arizona student's education with their tax dollars that are earmarked for education.
Right. You know, because if they're homeschooling, they got to buy books. They got to buy all that stuff.
Absolutely.
They probably buy courses online.
Yeah.
And they probably want to, you know, get together with some other homeschoolers and jump in the car and go take a tour of the fire station or do these things.
Yep.
And every single one of them costs money.
And behind all that is that premise of school choice. So,
right.
You know, parents that choose to homeschool choose so because they have a different vision for what education should look like. And they're doing some really unique and exciting things in the homeschool world with their kids.
Right.
They would never have the opportunity to do in a public school.
Exactly.
Now, a public school, you've got opportunities that you're not going to get at homeschool or a private school or a charter school. And everyone has trade-offs, but it's about giving parents the choice and putting them in the driver's seat.
Right.
I'm going to decide what fits my family and who we are and our culture and what's best for my kid.
Well, I look at Mojave High School as the ROTC is probably one of their outstanding programs.
Right.
We, our Kiwanis Club, we use the ROTC as our labor for stuff because
sure.
A lot of our guys are older than me and they just can't, you know, lift up easy ups and do some of the things that we do. And so we make a donation to ROTC. They show up and help us out.
Yeah.
And of course, but then, you know, I just interviewed Tawny Smith, probably September, October, the owner of Young Scholars
yes.
Academy. Every teacher has an aide at her school. Her school was built so that all the classrooms empty into the center. And she did that on purpose.
Right.
And so, you know, you have strengths like that. And she says, like, a second grade teacher will follow that kid that she had in second grade all the way up through junior high at the school,
yes.
You know, and where you can't do that at Mojave High School. But so each school has their strengths and I won't say weaknesses, but they have their strengths in different programs and different styles.
Sure, absolutely. And that's, I think, you know, that's the advantage to choice. You know, there's a lot of uproar about ESA right now.
Right.
You know, we have
only because of the cost of it.
Yeah, well, and actually, you know, they just put out the ESA program itself recently put out some numbers. And actually, from the state's perspective, there's a lot of noise from the governor's office, but you hear from the Department of Education, they're actually saving,
right.
In many ways, saving the state money. In fact, they're projecting a $57 million budget surplus this year.
Wow.
For the Department of Education.
Oh, that'd be nice.
When they fund a student with ESA, they only give that student 90% of what they would give that same student in a public school.
Ah.
So it costs them less.
Okay.
And then when you take into account all the additional costs that the state incurs in the publics, they actually are costing taxpayers. ESA students cost taxpayers about 27% less than a public school student.
Oh, okay.
So realistically, you're actually saving money in the long run. Now, more money is going to ESA than was projected.
So
but
now,
at the same token, those are students that have left the district, so that means that less money is going to the district. So the state's not losing money. They're shuffling money.
Right. So now, does your school qualify for parents to get the ESA?
Absolutely, and that's why we opened the school. So ESA, because it's universal in nature, at least in Arizona, it doesn't matter what type of education. So we're a Christian school. We're a private Christian school,
right.
Religious instruction. But again, Arizona doesn't care. They're not funding Christian education. They're just giving you your dollars to decide how you're going to fund your child's education.
So somebody looked in a file and said, you meet the criteria.
Right. We are a school. We're offering education services. So we are all of our students. We have one student from across the river, and they have to pay tuition. But all of our other students are Arizona residents and any Arizona resident. We have parents all the time. Well, how do I know if I'm going to qualify? The question is, do you live in Arizona?
Yeah.
If you live in Arizona, then you qualify.
So how many students do you have right now?
We started with just over 60. We've got four classes.
For your first year?
Yeah, we have over 60 students.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, and it's been absolutely fantastic.
If you'd said 15, I was going to go, that's a good start.
We've got four classes. We're doing combo classes, so multi-grade level right now. We've got a K-1, and then 2 through 4 at our elementary. And then we've got a middle school with a 5-6 and then 7-8. Now we're going to be adding a couple teachers next year, and so we're going to be expanding out a little bit.
So where are you holding your classroom?
We are using space at our church at Calvary Chapel Desert Light. We're at 1690 Newberry Drive. And so we've had to stretch. We've repurposed our building.
So Calvary Chapel has changed to Calvary Chapel Desert Light?
Yeah, we did that about 8-9 years ago.
Oh,
we changed our name from Calvary Chapel of Bullhead City to Calvary Chapel Desert Light. And so Desert Light Christian Academy is an offshoot of that. It's a ministry of the church.
I can remember when that church was next door to K-Bass K-West.
That's right. Right down there on the highway in that little strip mall.
Yeah, which is K-Bass K-West is now the Bullhead Builders, Better Builders, I think it is called.
Right.
And I went in there for a meeting. And I was like, wow, this used to be... I used to sit over there at a desk.
Yeah, a whole different world.
Yeah, you know, we had studios in here and an office. So, it's totally changed. But, yeah, back when K-Bass K-West was in that little strip mall.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Chuck was next door. And he started off with one suite, then he went to two, I think.
Yeah.
And
started in the chamber originally.
He was, really?
Yeah, he started with some space in the chamber. Then they moved to that strip mall. And that property was donated by a local developer. And so then they built that building and been in that church building for a little over 20-some years.
Yeah.
And church continues to grow and thriving. And
if you don't get driving uphill, that's a huge church.
Yeah.
So now that you've got your school going, where do you see this continuing?
So we are going to expand this year. We're going to add a couple more classes. We're going to do some things to start reaching high school kids. But long term, we're going to be looking for property, and we'll eventually have to build out a campus. Our goal eventually is to be full K through 12, single grade level per classroom, all classroom instruction, no hybrid learning, no online learning.
Right.
What we're looking at for this next year, because we're K through 8 now, but you know, we've got middle schoolers now that are thinking about, well, when we're done here, what do? Just go back into the public?
Which is what I just heard from a student a couple of weeks ago.
A lot of these kids are online school.
Yeah, from Desert Star Academy.
Right.
Well, then they announced they are getting
their high school going this year.
So, parents are really going to have choices around our community. And, you know, you hate to say it, but it's almost as if you have a child that's getting ready to go into school, you might have to start shopping around.
Yeah, and you should. I think, you know, as a parent, you know, I've got a number of kids myself. And
a number?
Yeah.
He doesn't know the number off the top of his head.
It's a big number. I've only got three that are still at home that are school age. But, as a parent, you want to make good choices, and you want to make sure that you find what's the best fit for your kids and for your family. So, you know, my kids, most of my kids, I was at local charter school at Malk for 17 years. So most of of my
as
kids.
As an instructor, teacher.
As an instructor. I was a board member there. I was a technology director for many years and then a teacher all those years as well. And so, you know, very involved in that school and its growth and everything. So most of, you know, all my adult kids, that's, they grew up in that. They
were
raised in that. We had some great successes. It was good for them and it worked for them. It worked for our family. You know, my youngest that's at home now, he's at Desert Light with us.
Oh, good.
And, so he's in fourth grade and he is loving it and it's just been critical for him. He's got some learning disabilities and such that this school has just been a great fit for him and is,
good.
We've seen it personally as parents, not just me as a director, but
right.
as a parent. And a lot of our staff, we have our kids there at the school. And so.
Great.
Yeah, it's been beneficial.
All right, let's take our first break.
Great.
Let me come back and chat some more with Mike. If you have questions, 234-343-1065. You can give us a call. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to have the senior campus manager, Kim Kuhl, in the studio.
There was a time when I was in a...
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit WesternArizonaER.com. In a medical emergency, call 911.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality experience. Family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. And we're brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency and you need, you know, emergency care, you want it fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, I'd hate to say it, but every minute counts. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to offer care 24/7. Learn more right now. You can just go to WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Valentine's Day dinner. Oh, it's Wednesday night, guys. Have you made a reservation yet? Oh, you just looked at your radio and went, oh, that reminds me. Well, I'll give you the phone number now, and I'll give it to you again. 754-1243. Dinner special includes, well, you got three choices of salad. And then you got filet mignon and Australian lobster tail. Ooh, yeah, veggies, cheesecake. Again, make your reservation today, guys. 928-754-1243. And for those ladies that want to drag him out to dinner, you can make the reservation too. East West Financial Services, hey, is retirement in your window in 2024? Are you thinking, whoa, look at that. Looks good out there. Well, maybe you need some retirement planning or estate planning or principal protection. The offices of East West Financial Services in Bullhead City and Kingman do just that. Jack Mafar has been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. Call him up, 928-888-9828, and you meet with him, and it's free. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? It's a busy world of healthcare out there. Look at three hospitals now on the river. Look at this. It's growing, you know. And Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. That's the first step, all while you're on the clock. Yeah, legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And we're back with Mike Kern, the director of Desert Light Christian Academy. What do you feel sets your school apart from the other private schools and charter schools?
Sure. Well, there are not a lot of private schools in the area. There's only a handful of us. But, you know, when we look at education as a whole, you know, we come from an education background. You know, we've got a staff that, you know, comes out of the education world. So we know the academics. We know the reading, writing, and arithmetic. But, you know, on top of that, as a Christian school, it really is that biblical worldview. You know, I think we're seeing in the culture that we live in today, we're seeing that polarizing. There's a culture shift. There's a culture war. And so a lot of Christian families, a lot of Christian homes, families of faith struggle because they see, you know, society moving in a different direction from their moral values, from their beliefs. And so we offer that biblical worldview in everything. And it's not, you know, we teach Bible classes. We start our Mondays with chapel. We had chapel service this morning. We have a Bible class that's part of their curriculum. But it's about that worldview and just the way that we look at the world and the way that we see God in our lives and who we're supposed to be and what humanity is and the purpose and the reason for existence and all of that. That's integrated throughout our curriculum, whether that's even our math and science classes, our history classes, everything is that biblical worldview. Now we do that without sacrificing academics. So
right.
we've got a great curriculum from BJU Press. They've been doing this for decades. They've got a fantastic curriculum. The academic rigor is there. So, you know, we're meeting and exceeding state standards where that's appropriate. There are some state standards we don't teach because
right.
we have a different worldview. But where we teach those standards, we're meeting and exceeding those state standards and national standards. So
that's got to make you feel pretty good.
It does. And we're seeing, you know, we're new, so it's hard to really measure, you know, because we're just starting.
Right.
But we do diagnostic assessments, as all the schools do, at the beginning, in the middle, of the end of the year. And already in our first semester, we're seeing growth that's outpacing a semester's worth of education. So, you know, everybody's hurting right now. Kids, you know, especially with COVID and shutdowns and everything else, everybody's behind grade level. You know, not everybody, but the student population is significantly behind as a whole.
Well, they sacrificed.
Yeah.
You know.
And all the schools are dealing with that and getting them up to speed. So, you know, we're testing them all as they're coming in. We're like, wow. But some of these kids that are way behind, we saw in the first semester, in some subjects, a year and a half's worth of growth just in that first semester. So we're stressing that academic quality. Our teachers know how to teach. They're teaching well. But at the same time, we're doing it with a different philosophy. And so for that family that's a family of faith, that's struggling with the decision of sending their kids out into, you know, a public or even a charter
right.
where the worldview is different and the ideology is different. You know, for us, we offer that space that, hey, our school's motto is your school, your values. And so the idea is we know your values. We know what you believe, and that's what we believe, and we're reinforcing that in the education process.
So the parents are happy.
Yes, absolutely. we have thrilled parents. We're not only, you know, academically, we're hearing some great stories from our parents saying, hey, my kid's doing better than they've ever done in school before, but also just in their kid's personality. You know, we're a small school. None of our classes are over 20 students. And
right.
So, and the environment is just a different environment. We're very open about our faith. We're very open about reinforcing those faith beliefs and those faith values. And so it's just a different environment for a kid to come to school every day.
Do you pretty much, your 60 students, obviously they attend your church, most of them?
Some of them. I'd say maybe half.
Maybe half?
Yeah, I mean, we're not here to this is not a ministry to build Calvary Chapel Desert Light.
Right.
This, for us, is a ministry to build the churches throughout our community.
Okay. So you probably get some feedback from some of these parents on Sundays.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more involvement with our kids in ministries in the church. We're seeing more involvement in their youth groups and in their Sunday schools. They're definitely on the faith side, and in their church community, they're seeing involvement. We, you know, spoke to a number of pastors in the area. We've got good relationships with a number of pastors in the area, and they're excited about it because it's better for their church. It's better for their families and for their church community.
Good. What's a phone number? How do people get in touch with you if they're listening to this and they have questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Phone number is 928-754-0160. And then we've got a website. It's desertlightschools.org. They can email us info@desertlightschools.org.
Okay.
But if they go to our website, they can learn more about the school, our curriculum, the ESA program. They can also apply for the upcoming school years so they can get an application. We do have a process. So when someone applies, we do an interview. We meet with the family ahead of time, make sure it's a good fit before we enroll them.
Good.
So they can begin now. You know, we're full, absolutely full at the elementary. The middle school, we've got some room to grow. And so we've got space, you know, even for fourth quarter, if, you know, someone's at that place where they're just stuck and they need a place, we have room for fourth quarter for the middle school. Elementary is packed and there's a waiting list, but we're expanding next year. So if you're interested for, you know, K-8, you'll want to get on our website and apply soon so we can start interviewing at the end of the school year into the summer prior to the new school year. Next year, we're going to be offering an online high school. We're going to be partnering with an online Christian school that's fully accredited, so we don't have to worry about any of that as we begin to develop our own program. But we'll have an online high school element for up to 20 high school students, and we'll have a facilitator, and they'll get to participate in school life, have that local
right.
school involvement, but their curriculum will be online. And that's until we can build our own campus and build out a high school.
Give your phone number one more time.
928-754-0160.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. Great. That
great
was a
information.
Good time, and thank you for having me, Larry.
Stick around. Gail Moscato is going to put the headset on and talk to you right after this.
In the corner of the farthest tent.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
This is Wayne Colburn from the Needles Chamber of Commerce, and I'm very excited to present our Lucky Greens Golf Tournament, Saturday, February 24th at the River's Edge Golf Course. Polish up those clubs and join us for beautiful weather, the river, good fellowship, food, incredible prizes, and oh yes, can't forget the golf. For more information, email info@needleschamber.com or give me a call at 760-326-2050.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. No, take two. I'm sorry, I said that for 4 years every day. You know, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. That's where we're at, right here in Bullitt. Thank God, my guests know where to find me, you know. Hey, each and every day we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, tonight is the partnership, MEC and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. They want to explain to you the reliable, affordable energy that they need for you. Okay? So that's tonight. It's at the Los Lagos Golf Course. If you have any questions, call MEC right now. It kicks off at 7:30 tonight. Call 763-1100. They'll tell you all about it. You can whoever answers the phone, they'll put you to someone who knows all about it. But that's tonight. So if you have questions or concerns, go tonight. You can also go to AffordableEnergyArizona.com for more information. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, you're thinking about buying a house? Maybe a vacation home. Maybe a mobile home. Maybe a pool in the backyard. Yeah, well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288-2691. You call him up. You go in and you say, Chad, I want, you know, $300,000. He says, okay, well, here's a couple of sheets of paper. Fill these out. And then he disappears like that. Where'd he go? He went down to the vault. It's underneath his desk. And he gets your $300,000. He brings it up and just hands it to you. Here you go. Yeah. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Ah, the new menu. Yeah. Chicken strips melt. Classic cheeseburger, prime rib, Parmesan griller. Yeah. Oh, how about this for dinner? Steak and pepper skillet or chicken fried steak dinner. Oh, everyone loves that. Prime rib and a dozen choices. You don't get all dozen. You pick a couple or whatever. But there's a dozen of them. Then you can be like Gil Moscato, and when you leave, you got to have a piece of chocolate pie. you like the chocolate pie, Perkins?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love their pies.
I think everybody does.
Love their pies.
I know. So how are you?
Good. Look at this fancy place.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
I know.
Very nice.
He said, you know, Steve, the owner, said, you know, I want to give you a raise, but instead I'm going to give you a nice studio.
Nice. Yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah, so I can get a raise.
Easy to find. Very good.
Yeah, convenient for everybody in Bullhead, huh?
Very easy. Yeah, it was right down the street from where I was, so it just made it turned in, and that was it.
So how's Positive Pause?
Busy. Gosh, almighty. 2023 was incredibly busy. I can't hardly believe all that was able to get accomplished in that 1 year.
I know you sent out an email that was like 42 paragraphs long.
I know. It's amazing. And that's besides just getting the organization and all the paperwork finished and completed and get the 501c3.
Right.
That took, oh my gosh, an act of Congress to get that done.
It's a good thing you're retired.
Yeah, that's true. When would I be able to do it?
Yeah, could you imagine doing this while you're running a jewelry store?
Well, I kind of did that a little bit.
I know.
I used to just bring the dogs right to the store.
I know.
And then that was easier. Now I'm going to get a room up at the, will be the Optimum Center, but
right.
It well, obviously is the Suddenlink still at this moment.
Oh,
so
good.
I'll take a room up over there so I have a place to take the dogs and walk them and do some meet and greets and things to get them socialized, yeah.
Well, then you got a place where people can drop off.
Donations,
food, and toys.
And a place to keep the donations until you can get it out to the community.
Yeah, because I got a bag in my car.
Oh.
Yeah, in my truck. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I brought it for you.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, just some toys that my dogs played with. And,
yeah.
And then some of them are brand new because I got one dog that will only play with a red toy that comes with a set of five. He won't touch the other ones.
That's
only the red one.
Just the red one.
Yeah. And it's like, gee, you're picky. So we have to buy all five, and then we cut the red one off, and then the rest of them are all brand new.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The things we do.
Oh, it's crazy what we do.
It is.
Crazy what we do.
It is. I agree with you.
I know. I think if we all get to heaven and they put us in a special group and then they really sit down and go, you're a pet lover. You're over here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, oh, my gosh, we've examined you and your pets on Earth, and we have psychiatrists right over here on this side of heaven.
To sit and talk with you for just a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. So many of us, and the money that so many people have spent on their pets. I mean,
incredible.
Just astronomical.
Oh, I had one dog. I spent, gosh, my dog Rosie, she had two hips done, a knee done, cancer surgery. I can't even think what else, but I'm talking about well over $15,000.
Really? For one dog?
Yeah, I just had an ACL done on one of my dogs. It was $6,000. An ACL. Yep.
How does the dog pull their ACL?
Really, to tell you the truth, she
just
was running.
A dog, huh?
Yeah, running in the yard and came in and unable to go back down. I thought she blew out the knee and took and did x-rays and it was her ACL. I think a lot of it too, unfortunately, is when they're young and the breeding that's going on too.
Yeah.
I think their genetics aren't always really great, to be truthful. And then when they're pups, they don't always get the nutrition and stuff they need, because all my dogs are rescue dogs and not born into the best of worlds. So then, kind of like with us, so then when we get old, whatever we did when we were younger, all of a sudden comes back to haunt you, don't it?
That's like, did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday?
You know, I'm not a big football fan, but I happened to watch this game because that was a pretty wild game.
It was a wild game, there's no doubt. I mean, when the Super Bowl goes into overtime, you pretty much know you have the two best teams.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But Larry Zonka walked out at the end of the game.
I saw that.
Carrying the trophy, you know, and it was like he could hardly move and walk.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were watching that going, oh, that's
how old is he? I don't know.
Because
I didn't watch that much. I heard of his name before, and I did see him walk out, but it was a struggle for him for sure.
Hey, Siri, how old is Larry Zonka? We'll find out.
Okay.
Let's see here. He's 77. 77. So, you know, but he was walking as if, man, I played good football.
I was just going to say, he probably got knocked around just a few times,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yeah. And he was playing as if I played good football, you know. But that's what happens. You know, Rick Kay, who lived here in Bullhead forever and you know, had shoulders and knees replaced, you know, he played for the Rams. And it's tough out there. So I can see where these puppies, we don't know their history.
No.
Especially when we get them from the shelter. Or we get them from you. Or we get
them on the street. It's running down the street. And absolutely.
How many people have picked up a dog running down the street and said, I'm taking this home?
Yep.
I tell you, when I die, you're going to have to monitor my wife, because I guarantee you there's going to be a couple hundred pets at my house.
She's going to have, I already know, because me and her have talked before,
and
she does love the pets.
Oh, I know. We have a dog across the street in the corner, and they only have a 4-foot chain link fence, and we keep saying he could jump that. He just doesn't know it yet. And he's a Labrador, like me too, and he's black, and he's big. And he comes over the fence and says hi to us. My wife says, I just love Barney. I said, honey, you don't even know Barney. You pet him pet him once a week when you walk by.
She just loves them all.
Yeah, but that's you.
It's how you feel.
That's how you guys feel. And I say you guys because you're the same way.
I feel that way every time. And it's worse. I know this will sound crazy. Maybe other people feel the same way. Like, I can look at a picture of a pet and I'll have empathy. You know what I mean? I'll feel for it. But once you let me see it or touch it, I'm messed up now, because I can't get it out of my mind. Like, I can't. Like, I'll keep thinking. So what can we do? Where can we go? What do we do? You know what I mean? And I look at it, and that's just it. It's just.
Now, you graduated from Mojave High. When you were a student at Mojave, were you into pets like this?
When I was younger, growing up, we always had pets. My mother, I mean, always. Like, you know, anything from a hamster to a turtle to fish to birds to dogs. So I grew up with animals. But then my high school years, I didn't really have that inclination education, that's what I wanted to do, although when I was young more so. So I went into retailing and went to school and then did that for a long time, but always
30 plus years.
Yeah, I've been selling stuff since I was, 21 years old, and I graduated in Vegas up until just, a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I always had the love, just never knew. I wish I would have known what I did now, because I truly would have went to school and either been, what I think I would have liked to have been, though, is an animal behavioralist. I love watching even the wildlife, and I have notes.
Kind of like David is at Risen Star.
Yeah, I like to write down about him.
He knows dogs.
He does.
I mean, he knows dogs as if they're his brother.
Right.
He knows dogs inside and out.
Right. That's very true.
Yeah.
That would have been cool to watch them, and even wildlife. Why do they do what they do? And it's so exciting.
Yeah, because David can tell you if it's a match for your family based upon the dog's behavior and mannerisms and the mannerisms of the adults too, you know.
Yeah.
But he likes people to come down there and he can kind of say, you know, this might not be perfect for you.
Because what you're trying to do with Risen Star Kennels and David Torres is we're trying to get these animals into homes, but permanent homes.
Right.
We don't want to move the animal and then find out a week or two later, well, I really don't want to go out and walk that dog or whatever. So we're trying to be able – you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of matchmaking, but with dogs and people. Because what you're doing is you're trying to matchmake the two. Like that dog needs a yard. I just visited a dog this morning. I think it's a Lab and Chesapeake Bay Retriever. That dog needs a home. His name is Gus, but he needs a yard. He's in a place right now, very little yard. He needs to get some exercise and get some running out. So
this dog across from me, Barney's his name.
Barney.
They've got a motorhome in the yard, and he laps the motorhome. He goes around. He runs around that motorhome like he's at Mojave High running the track, you know?
he's getting his laps
he
in.
He is. He is. That's how he gets his exercise, you know? Yeah.
Yep.
So I take mine out of the desert, turn him loose, and he runs. Oh, man, he loves it out there.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the two.
The other one doesn't?
No, the other one I couldn't trust. If I turned him loose, he would run 10 feet, flip me off, and just keep on going. He would not stop. He'd be gone.
He'd say, I'm out of here, dude.
I'm taking your $1,200 and I'm leaving. You know? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have a good day, Larry. Explain this to your wife when she gets
home.
Oh,
yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. No, he doesn't listen. He's not going to come when you
I'd be afraid of a couple. A couple of mine just kind of follow me everywhere I go. But a couple of mine, if they saw a rabbit or, man, they'd start to run after it.
Well, Saturday, I walked Duke up in the desert, and there was another guy out there with a lab coming the opposite direction, and the two labs were out in the middle of the road. It's not paved. It's just a dirt road. But they were out in the middle of the road just saying hi and tails wagging 100 miles an hour, you know.
Saying, who are you?
Yeah.
What are you up to?
And I yelled to the guy, I think they know they're related because it was a lab, too. And I thought, it was a little smaller than mine, so it was a puppy. But, dogs can tell by other dogs, you know, who they like and who they don't like.
They definitely can tell.
But 99% of the time, they get along.
Yes.
You know?
It's us that causes the problems.
I know.
We put ourselves in the mix of it and get ourselves all, whoo, and then the dogs get like that and think, I better do something.
Now, do you ever use the Bullhead City Dog Park?
I'm not, and I know this will sound terrible, whatever, and I don't mean it because a lot of people I know. They love the dog parks, and God bless the people who do. I'm not a big proponent of dog parks. Sorry.
All right. Just not.
Too many animals, maybe not well socialized.
Okay.
I have fear that I don't know about vaccinations, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
I can't tell if your dog is current or not. And too many owners not paying attention to their dogs. I went there a few times with a friend of mine without a dog of my own, and like I'll see somebody throw a ball for their dog, but every freaking dog in the
place,
then they start biting, and the one dog is growling and going to bite the head off, and the owner's like going, hey, how you doing, Joe?
Yeah.
It's not a good environment unless you're there kind of by yourself or one other dog, and you can enjoy like early morning hours. That'd probably be a good time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So tell us, what is the function of Positive Paws?
Positive Paws' main mission is to unite pets and people together. So quite a few years ago, I was at a best friends conference, and one of the things we all pledged to do that attended the conference is to help them end the plight of homeless animals. to say that we'll do everything we can possibly do wherever we have come from to end this particular problem. The thing that's such a crazy thing to me to think of is the problem is created by us humans. And if indeed we created it, why can't we find the solution? So I struggle with that because there is a solution in so many ways that this could all end. Responsibility, I'm big on education, so I do write that article, and I write about all kinds of things to educate. Because I think if I could educate you and make you become a responsible pet owner, a lot of this would end.
Right.
Because included in pet responsibility is spay and neutering,
yeah.
is financial, emotional, physical, all of that's in with a dog. And if you can't do it, don't get one.
Right.
Please, don't right. do it because you're not helping.
I agree. Good missions.
Yep.
Good missions.
Yep.
All right. So if you have questions, you can get a hold of Gail. We'll tell you all that when we come back after the break. Stick around. If you have questions now, you can call 234, is area code 343-1065.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail, plus vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for special school projects. Submissions are now being accepted for teachers at schools in MEC service territory until March 15, 2024. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple, it's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Stock number CF58063 plus dealer installed options. Financing on approved credit for 72 months. See dealer for details.
Save some silver on Silverados. Arnold here with Bradley Chevrolet. All Silverados are marked down with huge savings. 2.9 financing available for 72 months. Yep, 72 months now through March 4th. Plus, we have a new Silverado with over $16,500 off list price, including Bradley discounts and customer cash. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring a ding ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Aquarius and Edgewater Casino Resorts are hosting a job fair on Wednesday, February 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Nevada time at the Aquarius Pavilion. Both properties are looking to fill key roles. Go online to goldenentcareers.com for more information. There's a fundraiser at Cocktails in Bullhead City on February 23rd for the passing of 10-year-old Alec Quintana. Alec passed away from complications related to asthma on February 2nd. 100% of the band fee, tips, donations, and guitar raffle will be donated to the family to help with expenses. More information at the Tassa Coffee and Cafe Facebook page. It's tax season and the BBB wants filers to be aware and on guard for tax scams. Most common seem to resurface every year. More information on how to protect your refund during tax season are in the BBB section of the KNTRtalk.com website.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, downtown Bullhead City, brought to you by Barron Services. Hey, do you need a professional team to take care of your fire security alarm system? What? You don't have one? Well, maybe you need one. Call Barron's. They take care of homes, commercial businesses, any size. You know, from a little mobile home to a, you know, big house. Doesn't matter. Little business like a little insurance office to Because he knows.
Yeah.
They don't care. They'll take care of everybody. And what if you have bugs around your house? You need a technician? Well, they have... Their guys are technicians. They're not... They don't spray. No. They treat. They treat your land. They treat your property so that the bugs get there and go, oh, I don't like this. Let's turn around and go the other way. You know? It's that simple. And if you need your home or your business treated, call Behring Services. That's what they do. They're specialists. They're technicians. They got different chemicals and stuff for whatever you need. What do you have at your house that bugs you? Don't say your kids. No, we're talking about, you know, the little creepy crawlers, not the 6-year-old or 13-year-old. No, creepy crawlers. Call Behring Services. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchens. It's a new year. If it's in a new me, well, you might need some help, right? You want to get healthy and then eat healthy food. Delicious healthy food. 4 different salads, 12 different wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 different delicious bowls, and plus, you know, fresh squeezed juices, protein shakes, smoothies, dine in or take out. It's all on the website. You can see the whole menu. My wife did that last week and I had to go pick it up. Yeah, she got ordered 2 wraps, she cuts them in half, and she has half a day for 4 days. Yeah, she worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, eating her wraps. Yeah, and who was the Uber? That'd be me. Yeah, my job to pick it up. Oh, did you ask when they open in Kingman? How about that? You didn't hear this from me? The middle of next week. Yeah. Oh, TWA Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable fiber internet. Yes, we have it here at the studio. It doesn't go down. No, it doesn't fail. TWA Communications, now available in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, and they're coming to Golden Shores. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. There's 22,000 connections available out there right now. You could have it and don't even know it. Call them. Stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road, right behind Glamour Inn. We're back with Gail Moscato for around 3 minutes here. And then if people out there are listening to you and thinking, oh, I want to help her, I want to be like her, I want to help dogs, I want to, or maybe they got, like me, I got a bag of toys in my car. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, first of all would be the phone number. You will leave a message, though, for me, okay. And it's 928-275-2172. And if you'd like to find out more about Positive Paws BHC, please just go take a look at our website. I think it's one of the best websites around, to tell you the truth. A lady named Devin is the one that actually put this whole thing together, does all the marketing. And you go to PositivePawsBHC.org. And you just take a look at all those things on there, and you certainly can help us in so many ways. Whether it's giving, like later today, besides getting Larry your stuff, I'm going to be going over to Jerry from our town. He's got a couple beds that are in great shape that we can get out to the community. So all of those kinds of things. And also, obviously, you know, financially, we're nonprofit organizations, and the cost to be able to help these animals is tremendous. Right. I mean, any type of veterinary care at all, you know, even our gas, just operating expenses is very, very costly. So if you'd like to make a donation, you can do it online at the website.
Right. A lot going on.
A lot going on.
I know.
A lot of good events coming. How about that Kids Expo?
Kids Expo, March 26th.
I love it.
March 23rd.
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there with your booth.
Yes, indeed. And all the kids, how they love animals, and they come up and they say, oh, I love my new doggy. I love that so much, teaching them how to love and respect animals. What a great gift.
Yeah. Is your sister still doing classes in the school?
You know, no, that stopped because that Flex, what was it called, Flex Friday Flex something, that stopped a few years ago, but she really loved it, and I'm sure she'd do it again if they asked her to come back.
Call Lance.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Tomorrow on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, City Manager Jess Knutson will be in the studio with Paul Lavoie. And then tomorrow on this program, Kim Cool will be here from the...
Nice lady.
Yeah, Senior Center.
Yeah.
Senior Campus, they call it
we
now.
We spoke there not too long ago, me and Allie Harms from the shelter. We spoke
Allie,
about...
Allie, what a wonderful woman she is, huh?
Spoke about planning for your pet.
Right. Gil Moscato, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a great weekend. If I don't see you before, I'll see you at the Kids Expo.
Okay, I'll see you then.
All
Thanks,
right.
everyone.
Hey, Mr. Sean Hannity is coming your way in just about 6 minutes right after the news.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.